School class, have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? Friday night, the Bible Readers Banquet was a success. One man told me, I look forward to this every year. If you've never been there, you need to plan on coming. It's January. It's not too late to start reading your Bible through. If you only get halfway through, that doesn't mean you failed. You're still a success. If you read one chapter, it'll help you. It'll help you all the way through. Okay, Brother Teddy, how about praying for us?
Father, we sure thank you for this day. We'll be glad when we take some of the house.
Yes.
Come to worship you, the true and righteous God. The one true God, only God. You great I am. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. You're our all in all. Nobody like you. What a friend we have for you.
Yes.
Thank you for this day. Thank you for this service this morning. God, we come to worship you. We sing praises to you. And we just want to lift our hands and thank you for what you've done.
Yes.
How good you are. How good you see him. Oh, not one word has changed.
That's right. Correct. That is right.
Watergate don't need this.
That's right.
It's perfect.
Yes.
What a new living word. There's nothing that can change a life. Put a home back together like it was. Oh, what a living word that we have this morning. Thank you for Calvary and the blood. God, I pray for Brother Rick that you will hold him on high. Oh, may the Holy Spirit move about and let hearts of these be touched. Lord, encourage those that need to be encouraged. We're already being encouraged just taking this care of those who need to be here this morning. Oh, how wonderful you are. I'm glad you're still here and answer prayers. Thank you, Lord, for all you do. We love you. You're worthy of our praise. Be of our country, Lord. Most of all, God, I pray for our souls. Lord, you'll just keep us safe. Thank you for what your mercy and your grace does. You can't say it enough.
Thank you, Brother Teddy. We've been in the book of Genesis here for a while, a month or two. And in chapter 1, we saw the creation of all things, chapter 1 and 2. Then when we started chapter 3, we saw it only took 6 verses for man to corrupt everything. And that's been true in chapters 3, 4, and 5. Today we're going to look at chapter 5, be finishing up this corruption of all things. And then maybe next week we'll start, good Lord willing, we'll start the condemnation of all things. Because man corrupted everything, then God had to condemn everything.
Right.
And if you're wondering what's this Watergate thing everybody's talking about, you got to come to the Bible Readers Bank to learn about that. Okay, Genesis chapter 5. Now, down 5 is the number of death. Death has 5 letters in it. And down through this chapter, it works out 8 times it says, and he died, and he died, and he died. The truth is, everybody that's ever lived has died, except me and you. And don't get to thinking we're not going to. We're headed the same direction. It's happened to everybody. One out of one die. But now, also, 5's the number of grace. There's 5 letters in the word grace also. And there's a grace word down through this chapter. And if you don't care, I'll read the chapter. And when you think you got the grace word, you raise your hand or stop me or whatever. And this grace word's in here 25 times. Here we go. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all begat is correct. Correct. Anybody got any grandkids? Okay. Not much better than that. I heard this week that the greatest word in the English language, papaw. That's what I was told. Now, let me go ahead and finish it. It looks to me like it's three begets, three graces for every death. And I'm going to say he's about three times more than that than we are. Nine, and Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years, begat Jared, and Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. That's grace. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years and begat Enos. And Jared lived after he begat Enos 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Enos lived 65 years, begat Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years, begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, the oldest man that ever lived. And he died. But he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Dear Lord, once again, we need help. Pray you touch us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, the Genesis 5 is a graveyard. It's a cemetery. And he died and he died and he died. But there's plenty of grace in it because they're having all them kids. Verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam in the day that God created man. In the likeness of God made he him. Generations like families. This is the families of Adam. And everybody in Adam dies. Like I said last week, looks like Noah and Mrs. Noah are our grandparents. And Adam and Eve are our great-grandparents. Everybody in Adam dies. Psalm 116, we've already seen before. It might be the best thing that could happen to you. There's a lot of things worse than going to heaven. Psalm 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. It looks like the Lord attends every funeral of every believer. Yeah. Now, I get it backwards. Somebody will have a baby born into this world of trouble and heartache, and we'll have a party and candles and clap and laugh and all that stuff. And someone goes to heaven and we cry. Yeah. But I don't know that the Lord's at every birth, but it says right here he's at the death of his saints. And by the way, a saint is a saved sinner. You can get in that category. That might be your title this morning. If you're a saved sinner, you're a saint. It's not like religion does it. Religion waits till after you die and they go back and examine, see if you did more good than bad, and then you might get voted in to be a saint. They might name a church. But that's not the truth. That's not how it works. A saint is a saved sinner. You can get in that category this morning if you wanted to. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ. Let's look at Matthew 1:1 and see the other side of that. You can get out of Adam's family this morning if you want to, and you can get into the Lord's family. Matthew 1:1, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then you'll never die. You'll live forever. There's the two lines. Yes, Adam was created in the likeness of God, but I think we already saw what happened to that. Adam messed up, and we're kin to Adam, and we're not getting any better. We're not evolving, we're devolving. We're not getting any better. Verse 2, male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were recreated. Now government finally caught up with the Bible.
Right.
Male and female is not just state approved, not just government approved, but it's federal approved.
Right.
Federal approved. The Bible been trying to tell us that for a long time. They said the government, the federal government said there's just two. There's nothing past that. There's not 27. There's not 69. And there's nothing in between that.
Right.
There's two.
Yeah, right.
There's two.
That is right.
That's it. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Now, when Sister Kim and I got married, I did not take her name. I'm not Rick Gregory.
Right.
She took the man's name.
Right.
Now, back in the 70s or whenever I first got saved, I heard about a couple that got married, and he took her name. That's not what this says.
Right.
It says, male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. It was Mr. and Mrs. Adam.
Right.
Mr. and Mrs. Adam. In the day that they were created, male and female. Verse 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness and after his image called his name Seth. Again, in his own likeness. We know that everybody in Adam dies.
Yeah.
And this is Seth's line, though. It's getting started off. Verse 4 and 5 here. And the days of Adam after he'd begotten Seth were 800 years and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Now, let me back up to verse 4 there a minute, and even better than that, back on up to 4:17. Last week, and Cain knew his wife, and we talked about that, where did Cain get his wife? And Jeremy reminded me of verse 4 here in chapter 5 after it was over with. Let's read it one more time. And the days of Adam, after he'd begotten Seth, were 800 years, and Adam begat sons and daughters. So let me ask you, where did Cain get his wife? Someone, and last week I think we said 33 boys it was supposed to be, and 27 girls according to tradition. And someone said they couldn't live long enough. Well, Adam lived to be 930 years. Seth was born when he was 130. So they had 800 years to have 60 kids. Paul and Kelly had 10 and 20. So I think they had plenty of time to do it. But the fact is, Seth died. Adam died. Verse 6. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Let's look at that in 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. If you've only been born once, this morning you can get born again and be in Christ. You don't have to stay just in Adam. In verse 9, And Enos lived 90 years and begat Cain, and Enos lived after he begat Cain 815 years, begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died 12. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years. And guess what? He died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, begat Jared. Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel, I don't know why I torture myself like this, read through it twice, were 895 years, and he died. 18. And Jared lived 162 years and begat Enos. And Jared lived after he begat Enos 800 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. 21. And Enos lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Now, before this, it doesn't say that he walked with God. A baby has that effect sometimes. Sometimes when we have a baby, we get the... I think that happened to Gene Thomas. Told me, looked at those kids and thought, I'm not being an example. I need to do something here. And Brother Gene got saved. He wanted his children to get saved. He wanted to get saved. And a birth has that effect. Sometimes a funeral will have that effect. That's what got me in. A funeral touched my heart. And I got in. But a birth will. A lot of times we figure out that that's the priority. See, God was looking directly at me to get my children saved.
Yes.
It wasn't anybody else's responsibility. I needed to wake up. And I needed to get them in. And Enoch did that. He walked with God after they had a baby. He walked with God. Many times that's the effect of a baby in the home. Methuselah, his very name means when he is dead, it shall be sent. And it is judgment.
Yeah.
It is judgment. There's judgment going to come. And I think most everyone understood that then. We don't understand it. We have to go back and see what the name means. And it means when he is dead, it shall be sent. Let's look at that in Jude 14. Enoch ends up being a preacher. And here in Jude, we see what he preached. Jude, starting 14, or Enoch. Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied. Now, in the Old Testament, that's the word for preaching. He preached. In the Old Testament, the prophets foretold the future. They prophesied. In the New Testament, the preachers go forth telling the good news. So Enoch was a prophet. He prophesied. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied. He's preaching of these things. Now here's what he preached. Behold, the Lord cometh. I think we just heard that this morning. I think Brother Clark was preaching that. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. Now you just hang around a little bit. About 11 o'clock, you'll hear the spirit of an Old Testament prophet, and he's going to tell us how ungodly we are. And I'm glad that the Lord saves the ungodly. That's the only kind he saves. He doesn't save good people. But let me just go ahead and remind you, there's not any good people. But that's the only kind of people God saves is the ungodly. Let me read that again. To execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly. Anybody in here like that? Among them of all their ungodly deeds which they've ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. And if you're wondering who that is, it says these are murmurers. Complainers. Walking after their own lust. And their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Well, that's Enoch. So they had Methuselah. And God's people are important in holding back judgment. That's why the Lord hadn't come yet. He's waiting for the last one to get in. God's judgment was held back so that the flood came in the year that Methuselah died. When he's done, the judgment's coming. Genesis 5:23-24. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Elijah was the same way. Elijah didn't die. They were both translated. They were both changed. You're going to get a new body. I'm going to get a new body. You're going to get a new body. We're going to be changed. The Lord's coming back, just like Brother Clark said. He's coming back. And they got translated. They were carried over or across. They skipped death. They skipped the grave. He walked with God. And they would walk every day. And one day God said, "Look, Enoch, we're closer to my house than yours. How about you just coming home with me today?" And he went home with him, and he ain't been back. The Americans, they have astronauts. The Russians got cosmonauts, and Enoch was not. He was walking all. He wasn't there. Chapter 6, verse 9, there's somebody else that walked with God. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? See, Brother Dennis tried to tell us. It's big. I try to tell. But me and God can't walk together unless we're agreed. We need to be agreed. It's the only way it's ever going to work out. 1 John 1, 6 and 7. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie, do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Enoch was a type of the church. He was raptured before the tribulation. Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was translated. He was changed that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, before he had this testimony that he pleased God, would help Brother Rick if he'd just get in on that. Be real good. 2 Corinthians 6. First, 2 Corinthians 6, 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Enoch was never found, and the church won't be found here. First Thessalonians 4. Going to be 16 and 17. It's in here somewhere. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Back to chapter 5, Genesis 5, 25 and 26. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. When he's dead, it shall be. Verse 27. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, the same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All in the likeness of Adam die. Chapter 5 is a cemetery and a graveyard. Noah was a type of Israel to go through the tribulation. Matter of fact, the tribulation was made for Israel. And Enoch's a picture of the church that gets raptured out before the tribulation. Dear Lord, help the singers now, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.